says, and Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Have faith in God. How many's got faith in God tonight? Amen. Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he shall say, which he saith, shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Amen. That sounds wonderful, don't it? Amen. If we would take the 23rd verse and read the first part and the last part, and leave out what was in between them two commas, man, we'd have a powerful verse, wouldn't we? Man, we could do great things if we would just, if we could just take it out and say, verily I say unto you, whosoever say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall believe that those things which he say shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. That'd be wonderful. That ain't what the Bible says. The Bible says, and shall not doubt in his heart. Praise God. And shall not doubt in his heart. Turn with me to Mark the 9th chapter in the 23rd verse. We know this, we've heard this, we've quoted this, we've preached this. 23rd verse of 9th chapter of the book of Mark. Jesus said unto them, if thou canst believe, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Praise God. I want to preach, if the Lord will help me tonight, simply on faith. Faith, amen. Brother Collins, when he was telling about the sister that went to the hospital, and I like what he had to say, and I can, and I don't even know who was in the hospital, tell you the truth. But I can admire such faith that when the doctors can walk into a hospital room and they start to give the report, that a lady could look back and say, but what if you don't find anything? Praise God. You know what? You know what was simply being said? I believe God. Amen. I believe what the Word of God says. And I'm going to stand on the Word of God. And my Bible promises me that if I can just believe, and if I would just believe without doubt, I want to tell you something, friend. There's been a many of folks healed right in our midst that has doubted away the promises of God. Amen. I'm not a name it, claim it. I'm not somebody that just says, just whatever you do. And I know that there's charismatics that's running around that's just, let's pray, and we'll pray and we'll believe, and that's wonderful.
Yep.
Amen. We've let them steal everything that we've got, starting from our shout right on down. I want to tell you something, friend. Just because they preach faith don't mean we've got to turn the other cheek, and don't mean we got to just walk out the back door and not have it. I still got faith in God, don't you?
Right.
Amen. Hey, the Bible says that without faith it is what? Impossible to please Him. Do you know you can't please God without faith? Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, friend, when we come down to pray, it's not pleasing to God. When we come down to pray and say, Lord, I've got this need in my life, and I sure wish you could, and I hope that it does get done. And Lord, I mean, you did do it for others in times past, but I just don't know God. And Lord, I would like to think, that don't please God. What pleases God is a man and a woman saying, hey, I got faith in my God, and I got this problem in my life, and I'm going to stand on the promises of God, and I'm going to believe God, and I'm going to trust God. Hey, my friend, I got great faith in a lot of men across this country, but my faith does not lay in nobody but God Himself. I've got faith that God still answers every prayer that we pray. Amen. I heard a man come to our church, I believe it was Tuesday night. I may have told the story here. And Mark Ellis, he's a man out of our church. When Mark's baby was born, Mark's baby was born mentally retarded, they told him. Had a spot on both sides of its brain. Mark's baby was diagnosed with cancer when it was born. Pitiful shape. Couldn't hold his head up. It looked bad. Mark called our pastor, which was my father, called him on the phone, was crying. He said, "Brother Miller, I don't understand. I've prayed. I've trusted God. I've done everything I know to do. And it's tore me up. And this is my baby. And I prayed my whole life for a son. And now I just don't understand. And I just can't get over this. And I don't know why this has happened to me." He come to church one night and he had that baby in his hands. Mark brung that small child up and he had prayer. We never had no blowout service. We never ran the aisles, but you could feel the presence of the Lord come in that place. Mark took the baby back to the hospital on Friday. Mark asked the doctors what the report said. They said, "Mr. Ellis, we're sorry, but we must have misread the report. Your baby don't have no sign of cancer. There's not a spot on either side of its brain. We're sorry, Mr. Ellis." He said, "No, you never made a mistake. I believe what you told me. But I went to church over the weekend, and I got down to business with God, and I believe God has touched my baby, and I believe God has healed this child." I want to tell you something, friend. Faith in God can do wonders. But the devil tried to tear that family down. Went back to the doctor. Didn't look like the baby was getting much better. And the devil started sowing seeds of doubt. Does he ever do that to you? He's done that to me. The baby was diagnosed later. Cerebral palsy. Poor kid, we felt sorry for him. We'd pray. Tuesday night, Mark stood up. Service was over. Getting ready to dismiss. And that daddy stood up with baby in arms. And he said, "We went back to the hospital." He said, "The doctors has ran more reports. You got to understand that he had enough faith in God. And he trusted God enough that cancer was gone. Spots on either side of the brain was gone. And now they're telling the same dad cerebral palsy." He wasn't believing it, friend. There was no way that dad was going to believe that his child... And he stood up, he said, "We had two doctors, and when they came in, they looked at the reports and said that doctor got so furious, he wanted to know the name of the other doctor. He said, 'Mr. Ellis, whoever told you that the brain waves in your baby, and whoever told you..." And he started going on down the list. He said, "Your baby does not have cerebral palsy. There ain't a problem in the world with your baby. I'd like to talk to the doctor that gave you such a negative, terrible report." And Mark once again stood up in the church and said, "Folks, I believe it was nothing but the power of God that has came by and touched my baby and healed my child." I want to tell you something, friend. The longer I live and the more I see and the more I hear and the more we experience, Brother Jerry Wayne, the more I have got faith in God.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Amen. I've told it here. I have told it here more than once, but I remember your pastor coming to my home and I was just a small child. I was just a little boy. And I remember him coming in and he had them coveralls. Oh, he was going to do the drywall. And I remember Brother Collins, I'd lay in there sick. I wasn't feeling well. And I remember Brother Collins coming in and I thought, oh, if I could just get him and my dad to pray for me, everything would be all right. It wasn't the prayer that he prayed. It wasn't the prayer that my dad prayed. You know what it was? It was a small child that had faith in God enough that if I could get somebody, I want to tell you something, friend, I've got faith in God. How about you? And then we hear reports like we've heard in this church tonight. How in the world could the devil walk in as Pentecostal holiness church and sow seeds of doubt in our life? I want to tell you something, friend. I know in our life sometimes it gets hard to stand on the Word of God when we're facing things ourselves, but I want to learn to have faith in God. How about you? Amen. I need faith in God. They said of a lady, man was sick, They told of a lady that was a real prayer warrior, and he had told them, he said, if you can just get Sister So-and-so to come by my way and pray, everything's going to be all right. They notified her. She come to where he was at. They began to pray. They told her what he had said, how he wanted her to come pray and lay hands on him. And that lady looked down at him, and you know what she said? She said, I'd rather you not say that I'm a lady of great faith. I'd rather it be said that I am a woman of little faith, but rather it's in a great God. Praise God. Hey, my friend, it don't matter if you got your faith in God. The Bible said if you had the faith the grain of a mustard seed, you could speak unto this mountain. It's a mere little thing. I want to tell you something, friend. If we just got a smallest amount of faith, as long as it's in God. I got faith in God. How about you? I want to trust God for my needs. I want to trust God for my healing. I want to trust God for my body. I want to trust Him for my life. I want to trust God for everything. How about you? Amen. I got faith in God. If our church could use more of anything, it ain't more preachers. It ain't more singers. I love preaching. I love singing. And the more the merrier. But I'm telling you, if we need more of anything, Brother Collins, we need more faith. We come to our churches. We're so beat down. We're so run down. We're so defeated. We've got so much doubt that's built up. We've got prayed for time and again and time and again. And we've walked away and it looks like nothing's ever going to get any better. And it makes us walk in our churches heavy hearted. Our back all broke down. It feels like there's no sense in praying. Never coming up and taking your need to God. I want to tell you something, friend. If we could push past doubt and get our fear aside and really trust God, He will honor and answer our prayers. Amen. God can never touch when we come down and pray. And saints of God gather around and pray the prayer of faith. And oh Lord help. And by the time we walk out the door, we don't even plan on being any better. God can't help us. Yep. I watched Brother Brown, dear old saint of God, pastored down in Central City for years. I just got the opportunity to meet him the last couple years. He had been long since resigned. His health had broke down. Brother Collins, he's in bad shape. Brother Brown coming. He is all tottery and wobbly. Couldn't stand, couldn't walk, couldn't do anything. It had been a long time, Brother Oscar, since he'd ever walked on his own power. He had had a walker that he'd go walking on. He had had both knees surgically. He had had a bunch of repair done. And he didn't have his own knees. He had metal knees, both of them. Went back there and I talked to him one night before church. I said, Brother Brown, how you doing? And he was up in years and he already began to shake a little bit. And he said, Brother, he said, I'm in a lot of pain. He said, my knees hurt me so bad. He said, I can't hardly stand. He said, I'm not walked under my own power. And I believe it was almost 2 years. He said, I've prayed for folks and seen them get healed. He said, I've laid hands on people and they've come up out of their deathbed. He began to tell me about experiences, Brother Collins, in his life. He said, I don't know what it is. He said, I had faith when I prayed for others. He said, but now that it's me, it's hard to have faith for myself. He said, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. He said, but I know it's God's good pleasure to touch me. And I know it's God's will to heal me. And I know it's God's will for me not to suffer. He got to going. I mean, he started preaching before church ever got started. And I mean, they started that congregational song and he stood up. And I seen him raise that hand to heaven. And it's a little shaky, but you could hear him say, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. And he started recalling all the things he saw happen. He said, Lord, I thank you for the time that so-and-so come down to the altar. And it didn't look like there's any hope. And Lord, they walked out of that church changed. And they walked out of that place healed. He began to reminisce. And we walked back there, and one of the dear old saints of God walked back there with the oil, and they put some on his head. They began to lay hands on him. And Brother Brown raised them hands to heaven. And I seen him put the walker aside. And he come out with the one leg.
He wasn't standing real straight. He was shaking and wobbling. He'd had to hold on to the chair. But he made one step and he got out in the aisle. And his wife said, "No, you don't want to do that." He said, "I'm going to believe God." He said, "I've doubted too long. I've not trusted Him in so long. I'm just going to step out on faith and let God touch me." I watched that saint of God that had preached the gospel for years, that had prayed the prayer of faith for others. I watched him march all the way around the church. Not once, not twice. But as he made his third lap around the church, he started kicking them legs. And he said, "I think it's going to be better. I think I'm all right. I believe God's touched me." I want to tell you something, friend. If we can muster up just enough faith, anything is possible with God. If thou canst believe, we can believe for others. Can't believe for ourselves.
Many times.
I believe God. I have faith in God. How about you? How many like to have more faith? You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to use my faith more. I may not have as much as others, but we got enough. Is there anybody in here that's got a little bit of faith? I mean, just a little bit. If we could use the faith that we've got and put it in action and walk down here and say, "Lord, I believe."
Right.
Not doubt, not fear, not question, not ask, not try to reason it out, not try to say, "Now, if I ain't feeling better by the time I walk out these doors, then everything." I've seen folks get prayed for before, and they say, "Pray for me, the Lord to heal me, because I'm going to the hospital when you get done praying."
Yeah.
I want to have faith in God. I'm not preaching against doctors. I got more common sense than that.
Sure.
I tell you what, I'd like to give God the first chance.
All right.
I tell you why a lot of our people are so sick anymore. They just push God aside.
Right.
It's got so easy to turn to everything else. Push God off in a corner somewhere. Call on Him when we need Him, and we won't. We'll just wait till it's just everything. All else has failed. Nobody else can do nothing for us. I tell you what, it'd been a whole lot better if we'd have went to the only one that could have done anything for us in the first place. I need more faith in God. Amen. And I'm getting ready to close. I want to tell you something, friend. I want more faith in God. For without faith, it is impossible to please Him. And how many in here, beyond the shadow of a doubt, God has touched you at one point or another in your life?
Amen.
He has, me too. And so I want to ask you, what causes a man or a woman that has been divinely touched of God time and time again? What happens that gets our faith weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker? When we hear stories like we have heard tonight about a lady come out of the hospital, nothing wrong. You know what it ought to do? It ought to build our faith more. It ought to make us stronger. And it ought to make us, the next problem that hits this church or anybody involved, it ought to get our faith built up so much that, I mean, it ain't going to be so hard to touch God the next time. And then when the Lord moves, then, I mean, we ought to have a church that's so full of faith.
I need faith in God. Stand with me if you will. We're going to gather in around these altars tonight. We're going to pray.
Oh, yes.
The Bible says, have faith in God. So I want to ask you, friend, where's your faith at tonight? I want mine to be in God. I want my trust, my confidence, my faith to be in God.
In God.
I believe Him. Standing on His promises, all things are possible. Have faith in God. These altars is open. Let's gather in tonight. Let's pray. Let's have faith in God.
I have a source of strength when I am weak, that takes me through when life is pressing me. I have a source of power from above. I'm covered over by a shield of love. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious blood stains were made there just for me. For all my sin, my sickness and my pain, when I need healing, I claim those precious blood stains. I do not know how others make it through, who never go to Calvary as I do. For there a healing, cleansing stream still flows, with peace that I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious blood stains were made there just for me. All my sins, my sickness and my pain, when I need healing, I claim those precious blood stains. I have a source of strength when I am weak, that takes me through when life is pressing me. I have a source of power from above. I'm covered over by a shield of love. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious blood stains were made there just for me. For all my sins, my sickness and my pain, when I need healing, I claim those precious blood stains. I do not know how others make it through, who never go to Calvary as I do. For there's a healing, cleansing stream still flows. shed on Calvary. Those precious bloodstains were made there just for me. For all my sin, my sickness and my pain. When I need healing, I claim those precious blessings.
It's kind of a combination of songs. Someone said Standing in the Shadow. That's a real old song, but this is a Rambo song. I kind of combine the two, and as you well know, I'm not used to singing solos, but this song means really a lot to me, because there's going to be times in all of our lives we're going to really go through shadows. And when I talked to the ladies' retreat, I told them some of the things I'd gone through. It was really hard for me to tell them. It was some things I'd never really exposed or told anybody. I just really pulled back the veneer of my heart, and I didn't want to tell them. And later on, Sister Lester came to me and she said, "Sister Carla, I want you to talk one time at our retreat out in Oklahoma." And she said, "There's so many women that need to just hear that." And we all have our trials. Brother Collins said, "None of us have got blood in our shoes." That's true. But a lot of us have walked with a rock in our shoe for a long way. But you know what? The Lord has helped us and He's brought us through. And there's been times when I feel like that God intentionally moves back all of our leaning posts and all of our props to let us know, you got to lean on me, Gary. And I've learned to do that. I know one minister's wife that she's talked about how her husband had to upheld her all the way through. And I thought, well, if anything ever happened to him, I don't know what she'd do. And I think that's great when our husbands help us, but there comes a time when your own husband can't help you. If it's facing death or maybe a possibility of cancer being terminal, and it's only God that can help you then. But praise God, He's standing in the shadow. He's there. He's just a whisper, just a prayer away. I've really had a cold. Brother Collins didn't like for us to say this. He said all of us hillbillies sing better with a cold. But I get really choked up. Okay, she doesn't know this song. Nobody knows this song. And I don't know if I really know it really good. And it's called I Heard Footsteps in E flat. You ask me about the mountains. I've climbed them. Felt the sunshine on my shoulder. Felt the winds that blow. Talking about the valleys, I've been there. Had my heart to break into. Felt the teardrops flow. But I heard footsteps walking in the shadow. And a hand reaching out to tell me He was there. Oh, I heard footsteps walking in the shadow. And a hand reaching out to tell me that He cared. Talking about the good times, friend, I've known them. Had my home to ring with laughter. Heard my little girl in prayer. Talking about the bad times, I've been there. Had my world to crumble down. Only God would care. But I heard footsteps walking in the shadows. And a hand reaching out to tell me He was there. Oh, I heard footsteps walking in the shadows. And a hand reaching out
to tell me he was there, standing somewhere in the shadows. You will find him. He's the one who always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadow, you will find him. And you'll know him by the nail prints in his hand. Oh, I shall know him, I shall know him, as redeemed by his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, by the prints of the nails in his hand. Oh, standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find him. He's the one who always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadow, you will find him. And you'll know him by the nail prints in